It's time for Wisconsin Life. Every fall for the past 6 years, the O'Brien Family Farm near Brooklyn hosts an old-time barn dance that draws hundreds of people. It's a potluck dinner and a dance inside a former dairy barn. Seth Jovog brings us the sound of this year's event.
Anybody want to dance? Let's find a partner. We're going to start off with a Virginia reel. After that, we'll get into some square dances, and we'll teach you everything tonight, like we always do. So welcome back. Find a partner, get out on the floor, and we'll get you lined up into little sets to do the Virginia reel.
My name is Dan O'Brien, and I and my brother Mark operate O'Brien Farms Incorporated, which produces hybrid seed corn. I'm 70 years old, and I've been farming all my life. The barn was built in 1938. It was a dairy barn up until about the last 12 years. Then we refurbished the barn for Connie's wedding 8 years ago.
Well, after my wedding, there was never really a plan to use the barn. And my friend Paul and I were just brainstorming one evening at our neighbor's house and just decided that that would be a good way to use the space. He's a fiddle player, and he could get the music together, and I could kind of do the rest, so we just decided, hey, let's just try it. Have a potluck and invite your neighbors and put on some music and see if people are interested in that sort of thing. And I think the first year we got 250 people, and we were just really amazed.
If it gets any bigger, we have to build onto the barn.
Yeah.
Want to start it right there?
I think we've really had people from all over the state probably come. It's just a harvest barn party.
Right hands round.
Kind of the end of the year hurrah, and it's just really nice just to get everybody together.
It's rural history, rural America, and which we don't see much of.
Top couple, sachet, skip down there.
And a lot of people might, you milked in this barn, or, well, you lived here, and yes, and it just brings the reality of country life back to a lot of people who really didn't know it existed.
The harvest year is winding down, and we have to be thankful for what we have. Years like this, maybe you'd like to have a little bit more, but all in all, it's still a pretty good life, and just a good way to say, hey, let's celebrate what we got.
Everybody home and swing your partner, folks. Thank the band.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Catch more Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. You can find more info at wisconsinlife.org.
Now we're going to learn about square dancing with Charlie Bitter. He's the Assistant General Chair for the 2015 Wisconsin Square and Round Dance Convention and member of the Board of Directors for that convention. Charlie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's good to be on here.
Well, how many different kinds of dances are included when we're talking about square dancing?
Well, when you talk about square dancing, you're talking about a community dance program. You're talking about contras, reels, circle dances, trios, and in actual modern Western square dancing, you then got your basic level, mainstream level, plus, and it goes all the way up to advance and challenge. So there's quite a lot of different programs that people can get involved in.
Now, what's the difference we heard in that piece, square dancing and I think round dancing? What's the difference between square dancing and round dancing?
Okay, square dancing, you're working with four couples in a square, and everybody depends on everybody else to be where they're supposed to be. Where in round dancing, we like to call it kind of pre-choreographed ballroom dancing, where you learn a two-step or a waltz, you learn the steps. And then the cure, which my wife is a cure, she tells you what steps to do to a particular selection that's already been pre-choreographed by somebody.
So what is it like when you're actually watching this thing unfold? Does it look like art on the dance floor?
Yes. Sometimes it looks like art on a dance floor, and sometimes in square dancing, well, I call it at times, it looks like a demolition derby.
Depends how it goes, huh?
It depends upon how it goes, yes. We always say in square dancing, the dancers only have variations to the movements. It's the callers who make all the mistakes.
So how do the calls work in square dancing? I've seen it at county fairs and state fairs, but I don't claim to understand it.
Well, there are, in the mainstream program, there's about 70 different movements to learn. Some of them are real easy, like circle left or circle right. But then you can get into some of the little more difficult ones, like Alamanthars or a grand square or a square through four or a swing through. You know, it's just the people learn those movements, and then it's up to the caller to tell the people what movements they have to do based on what position they're in at the moment.
Whoa, so if I'm dancing, I need to know what an Alamanthars is to do the dance?
And that, well, to be able to dance the basic level, yeah, you would have to know what an Alamanthar is. But when we start out with new dancers, we start out with the very easy stuff like circle left, circle right, heads up to the middle and back, sides up to the middle and back, make a right-hand star, make a left-hand star. That's all the that's all the real easy stuff, and then as each week goes along, we add a little bit more and a little bit more to it and keep the dancers dancing and start to increase their square dance vocabulary.
Charlie, I have two left feet, and I'm not a quick learner when it comes to anything involving coordination. How hard is it for a beginner to learn how to square dance?
It is not that hard at all. If you know how to walk, you can square dance.
So even you, Rob, can square
dance.
Even
I could do it, huh?
Yes, even you can do it. I have had some dancers that I have taught that I never thought I would get them started. And I have got them to be able to dance. And there's one dancer in particular who has really progressed with his dancing. And he's learned both the man's part and the girl's part.
So, Charlie, you really know this barn dancing thing. You could be tangoing. You could be foxtrotting. Why do you love barn dancing?
Barn dancing is fun because, you know, you're working with three other couples in a square. And it's very lively. Round dancing, if you look at the ballroom dancing that's done, and it's just the two people, it's just you two that, you know, that are up on the floor and you're trying to look very graceful. Where with square dancing, you can really hoop and holler and just have a good time and blow off steam and forget about all your worries. And with square dancing, you know, it's a health. It helps with your health. It's done internationally. It is very inexpensive. It's for all families, you know, we have people dancing from families with 8 or 9 year olds all the way up to 90 year olds. It crosses all economic and social lines, and it allows you to forget about your day-to-day problems and worries. You just come in and you dance, you listen to the caller, and you enjoy yourself, and you walk away after a two-hour dance with a big smile on your face.
If we're a spectator here, whether we're at a fair or at the convention next year, tell us something we need to know to watch and really appreciate square dancing.
The best thing I could say for that is that you just come in and you sit and you watch the people dance and you see the smiles on their faces. You see all ages dancing together. You don't really have to know how to do the movements or understand what's going on. Just stand and watch and say, gee, I can walk, I can do that.
Wow. So it sounds like there's a dancing, but I also get the sense there's a big community aspect to this, that you really get close to people and it brings people together. Is that true?
Yes, it does. You become a family, and when you go to conventions such as the state convention, which is going to be in Fond du Lac next year, or you go to a national convention, you make friends. You renew old friendships. We met two couples back in 1999 when we went to Baltimore. And we only see them maybe once a year or once every other year. But it's just like we're just back there again, and we're enjoying each other's company after being gone for so long. And some of us, we keep up with them, you know, through emails or Facebook or some of the more modern ways of communicating with people. You make friends, and some of these friendships, they last for a lifetime.
Well, Charlie, thanks a lot for being on and sharing this with us.
You're quite welcome, and hopefully maybe we'll see you at our state convention in Fond du Lac next year.
Oh, that'd be fun. Well, Charlie Bitter was joining us there, Assistant General Chair and Board Member for the 2015 Wisconsin Square and Round Dance Convention.
And we've got a link to information about square dancing and that convention. Just head over to the Central Time Facebook page and check it out.